This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the Kraft Music Hall of February 17, 1949, here are Al Jolson and Joan Davis in Comedy and Song.
You know, Al, hearing you and Ken talk made me think how happy you must be to look back on such a successful life.
Well, yes, Oscar, it does make me happy. But with all the success, I did have one disappointment in my life that I never got over.
Gee, Al, what was it?
Well, when I was a little boy, I never had a fairy godmother.
Don't feel bad. Your boyhood isn't over yet.
It's not a joke, Oscar. You see, all the other kids used to imagine they saw fairy godmothers, magic princesses. But I never saw any.
That's right. Most kids have all sorts of imaginary playmates. Sort of like a Barnaby's Mr. O'Malley. Why, even when I was a small boy, I had a little friend that no one else could see.
Really? Tell me about him, Oscar, will you please?
His name was Bobo.
Bobo.
He was a little man, only 2 inches high, except when he wore elevator shoes. Then he was 3 inches. He lived inside my piano, and whenever I sat down to play, he pushed the keys up and down.
Oh, that's wonderful, Oscar. Please tell me, what happened to him?
Well, he made too many mistakes, so the people at Carnegie Hall made me get rid of him.
You must have been lonesome after he left, Oscar.
Oh, no, I had another imaginary friend. He was a little teeny fella who lived in our clothes closet and ate holes in the moth.
Now you're kidding me, Oscar. All right. I'm going to feel that way about it. Go play your piano. It was silly of me to confide in Oscar about not ever having a fairy godmother. He'll tell other people and they'll just laugh at me. Probably think I'm crazy. Grown-ups sometimes forget how much a fairy godmother can mean to a lonesome little boy.
Asa Jolson.
What? Who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother.
My fairy godmother? You really are?
Yes, I really are. See, here are my wings. Look at the label on them. Gossamer Wings by Lockheed. And here's my magic wand. No, wait, that's not my wand. That's my nose. here's my wand.
But fairy godmother, you look exactly like Joan Davis.
Oh, stop flattering me. Why, Joan Davis is far prettier than I am. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. She's breathtaking. This chance comes once in a lifetime. I may as well make the most of it.
But fairy godmother, why have you come so late? I wanted a fairy godmother when I was a little boy.
Well, now, don't be hurt, Asa. But I heard when you were a little boy, the fairy godmother said they wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot wand.
I don't believe it. Besides, how would you know what I was like when I was a little boy?
My fairy godgrandmother told me.
Gee, if only I had a fairy godmother when I was a little.
Well, Asa, when you were really little, you did have a fairy godmother.
Yes.
You don't remember, but she was with you until you were 4 years old.
Until I was 4 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did she leave me?
That was the year you started to sing.
It wasn't fair to me. I was a lonely boy. And when I went on my first vaudeville trip, I needed company so much.
Oh, but Asa, you couldn't have had a fairy godmother with you then.
Why?
Why, you would have had the hotel manager knocking on your door and shouting, "Get that fairy godmother out of your room."
Don't explain it to him. Don't explain it. Yes, you're right. You're right. I guess I should be grateful that you're here now. Tell me, fairy godmother, where do you come from?
I come from the land of make-believe.
Gosh, Willikers, what do they do in the land of make-believe?
Oh, they work in the factory all day making believe. Yeah, 1948 was a record year. We turned out 3 million Belize. With white wall liars.
But what are you doing your satire? What are you doing your spare time, fairy godmother?
Oh, I've been going steady with the fairy godfather.
Well, I guess there's nothing better in the whole world than being a fairy godmother.
Oh, don't kid yourself. It isn't easy. For one thing, I just hate these wings.
Oh, but your wings are beautiful. You hate them.
I have to sleep on my stomach. And if I turn over, I end up 3 feet in the air.
But I thought in the land of make-believe, everyone was happy.
Oh, you're so naive, son. Why, son? Why, Why, you know, we don't even have beds, we fairy godmothers.
No.
No. At night, we fairy godmothers wrap ourselves up in the petals of a rose.
Petals of a rose.
I don't like sleeping in flowers. Last week, I got watered twice and vigor rode 3 times.
And tell me, fairy godmother.
Huh?
Is it true that at sunrise, a little elf wakes you up and you wash yourself with sparkling dewdrops? Tell me, is it true?
Yeah, that's true. And if you think it's easy, just try balancing yourself on a blade of grass and taking a bath in a dewdrop. What's even worse is breakfast. Every morning we sit down to a great big bowl of dandelion fuzz. It's the breakfast food of champion fairy godmothers. And at 6 o'clock we line up for inspection. This morning I got 2 demerits for having leftover wishes on my magic wand.
Oh, speaking of wishes, that's why I always wanted a fairy godmother. Just so she could make my wishes come true.
Okay, go ahead. Make a wish for yourself and I'll make it come true. You made your wish?
Yes, but it didn't come true.
What'd you wish?
I wish you'd turn into Ava Gardner.
I've worn out 10 magic wands wishing the same thing myself.
I'll make another wish now.
Oh, no. One wish is all you can have.
But fairy godmothers always gave 3 wishes. Where are my other 2?
Larry Parks used some.
What did he wish for?
Well, first he wished he could play Al Jolson.
Yeah.
Second, he wished he could stop playing Al Jolson.
Please, fairy godmother, give me 1 more wish.
Hey, Al, what's going on here?
Oscar, look. Can you see her? This is my fairy godmother. She finally appeared after all these years.
Yeah, I think she appeared through the crack in your head.
Oscar, don't talk that way to her.
Yeah, be careful or I'll have to clap you with my wand.
I don't believe you're a fairy godmother. For instance, did you ever take a girl who wanted to be a princess and make her wish come true?
Did I? How do you think Rita Hayworth got where she is now?
Oscar, how can you doubt that this beautiful creature is a fairy godmother? Look at that sweet face. The delicate features. The golden hair cascading down to her ears. Her voice so soft, so gentle, so ethereal. Listen to her. Speak, fairy godmother.
You want a rattle?
On television, she's known as Gorgeous George.
Oscar, go away. This is no place for unbelievers.
This whole thing's ridiculous, fairy godmother. If you want me, Al, I'll be in the piano, talking to Bobo.
Well, I have to leave too, Asa. I have a long way to go. Besides, I have to walk.
Walk? Walk? But you're a fairy godmother. Why don't you fly?
I can't. I don't dare.
Why not?
I've been grounded for flying low over Gregory Peck's swimming pool.
But fairy godmother. Fairy godmother. She's gone. Now nobody will believe that she really was here. You know, folks, a few moments ago I was in a daydream. But I'm not daydreaming now when I sing the beautiful lyrics of this song. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wizarding world. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the day is through, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you this way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the day is through, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."